Welcome back to Region 5 basketball. We got the Haynes Glacier Bears and the Metlakatla Chiefs going at it. Metlakatla leading by 20, 39-19. 8 minutes to go in the basketball game here, so Glacier Bears are going to have to come out strong here if they want to take advantage of it here. They have an opportunity. They'll go into the 1-1. They're in that right now. Both teams are, so if they get to the free throw line, they've got some chances without the clock running. Light with the dribble goes right-hand side to Swinton. Swinton goes down the lane, puts up the shot, a little bit short, rebound. Romley comes away with it for the Chiefs, and he'll get it back into the hands of Tristan Winter. They'll go right-hand side. Out the top, Mackey doesn't have anything to do with it, however, as they go over there, he'll bring it up, gets back over to Tristan Winter, and now there's going to be a whistle on it. So we're going to the free throw line. Foul right in front of the official there. And that'll be Justin's second personal foul. So Justin can afford to be a little aggressive on it here as there's only 7:30 to go in the basketball game. Tristan Winter at the free throw line, 18 points. And that one rolls off to the side, and that's his first miss from the free throw line. 39-19, Tristan Winter can extend it and does. So 40 points for the Chiefs right now. Glacier Bears going to have to fight their way back into it here. All right. Saddle Franks running the offense. Left-hand side to Fowler. Fowler can't do anything. Down at the end of Saddle Franks goes all the way up and in. He goes down the center of the lane and lays it in. So nice play that time by Ty. Now to Yelanimi. Now to get across to Tristan Winters. They break the press of the Glacier Bears. Winter way out beyond the arc. Now they go left-hand side to Mackey. Back to Tristan Winters. Nothing going, though. Winter gives up the dribble. He'll go right-hand side to Yelanimi. 7 minutes to go in the basketball game. Takes a little bit of pressure, takes the drive inside. Mackey goes inside, puts up a little hook shot. No, rebound down to Alexander. He gets a little long rebound. Sunberg. Long down court pass to Swinton. He takes the dribble. Swinton's going against everybody, throws it up, doesn't go, doesn't get the call. And rebound comes back down into Tristan Winter's hands. Tristan Winter's got to be getting close to 10 fouls now, and now there is going to be a foul on it. Foul's going to be on Justin Swinton. Justin was hoping it would be an elbow, but it didn't turn out to be that way. So that'll be Justin's third personal foul. Michael Mackey at the free throw and hasn't scored yet this afternoon. Nobody's in the lane for the Chiefs right now. The shot goes up and good. Chiefs are shooting great from the free throw. I only missed three free throws so far this afternoon. Wing checks into the ball game. Fowler will take a quick seat. Michael Mackey, and he's got 1 point. Second chance here, 6:36 to go in the game. This one's a little short. Rebound comes down to Sunberg, and he gets it to Saddle Franks over to Light. Light's going to be called for the travel as he forgot to take the dribble. He's coming down. I'm not sure he really expects the basketball. He just looked over there and Kai handled him the ball, and he just took an extra step. Full court pressure by Glacier Bears. All over Yelanimi. A lot of pressure. He kicks it back out to Mackey. Mackey will get it across the half-court line. Back out to Yelanimi. Yelanimi's on the dribble. Light puts some pressure on. Reverse back down to Tristan Winter. Goes down the lane. Lots of pressure by Swinton. They get it back out to Yelanimi. Right-hand side. Comes back out to Mackey. Holds the ball high over his head. Sunberg puts some pressure on way beyond the three-point arc. Come back outside. Get the ball back into Yelanimi. He drives down the lane, stops, kicks the ball back out to Mackey. Running a little clock here, the Chiefs are. And Tristan Winter with Swinton on him. Winter takes a reverse dribble down the lane, stops, kicks the ball back out to Yelanimi. Three-pointer on the way, and good. Drew Yelanimi finally hits one from the three-point arc, and he's got 10 points in the basketball. He extends that lead now. Light goes down the lane, loses the ball, however, and rebound comes back down in the hands of Tristan Winter, and he's surely got to have a double-double by now. 5:32 to go here in the basketball game. 44-21, Chiefs have the basketball and the lead. Left-hand side to Mackey, holds it high over his head. Alexander breaks across the lane, gives it to him. Now he'll give it back out as they go a little inside-out game. Ordu turns around by Tristan Winter, stolen away by Sunberg on the double-team. He goes all the way down the light. He's too far under the hoop. Can't do anything with it. Ends up in the hands of Wing, and there's going to be a foul. It was like a four-on-two break there. It was a nice hustle by the Glacier Bears as they got down, but Drew Yelanimi is going to be called for the foul. Devin Light was under the hoop. There's nothing he could do. He just had to get the ball back into play and was able to get Wing to the free throw line, and this one is good, and Wing picks up his fourth point and his first chance from the free throw line. It's like Turner's checking into the ball game for the Glacier Bears, and now we have back into the ball game will be Hudson. He's back into the ball game, and then also Carson Winter into the ball game for the Chiefs. All right, Isaac Wing at the free throw line. 4 points in the ball game so far this afternoon. This one's up on its way and good. He picks up another one from the free throw line, and he's got 5 points in the ball game. 21-point lead by the Chiefs now with 5 minutes to go in the basketball game, and they have the basketball. Tristan Winter goes right-hand side to Hudson out at the top. He does a little reverse dribble, goes Alexander all alone, up and in. So Tristan Alexander picks up his fifth point, as it was nicely set up that time by Winter. Back out to Isaac Wing, three-pointer on the way off the back of the iron. Rebound hustle for Glacier Bears. There were two of them there, just not able to get a hold of it. It goes off of the Glacier Bears and out of bounds. It's going to go to the Chiefs. Glacier Bears just can't get anything to go their way this afternoon. Out Hudson out at the top. He almost loses it, but taps it back to Tristan Winter. Getting close to the 10-second count, but they get it across. Winter way out the top. Chris Turner puts some pressure on. Gives up his dribble. Now they go back out to Hudson. Hudson takes a couple dribbles back out. Down the center of the lane goes Tristan Winter. Alexander goes inside, and he's going to be called for the foul. Tristan Winter kind of lowered things down and just wanted that space, and Kai Saddle Frank stuck with it and kept right there and got hit right in the chest anyways, and was a pretty tough goal. I mean, that Alexander kid, he's a big kid, and so if you want to take that, we want to take a moment here and just thank the folks here that are bringing you this basketball game. We don't get to do this too often. We want to make sure that it does happen. We want to thank Bigfoot Auto Services, the Captain's Choice Motel, CIA, Chilkoot Indian Association, The Parts Place, AP&T, Haines, Alaska, and Hauser's IGA, All Roots Market Center, the Southeast Road Builders, and White Rock LLC, and Lutac Lumber for the opportunity to bring you this basketball game. If things go the way they go right now, our Haines boys are going to be playing in the morning right after our girls. The girls play at 8 o'clock, and right now I think the Haines boys are looking at that 9:30 game tomorrow morning. So you'll want to check on that one. Stay tuned to your KHNS radio, and they'll let you know for sure. You can also check both the Haines School website and the KHNS website. They have the brackets up there and the times, so you'll want to check that out to see what time to tune in for tomorrow's basketball game. All right, Glacier Bears around Coach Bossman. They're coming out now of that timeout. And the Chiefs are out there. Number five checked into the ball game. Chris Marsden, that's his first opportunity to get in the ball game for the Chiefs. All right, Glacier Bears are going to have to bring it full court here. 4:15 to go in the basketball game. Both teams shooting two now as they both have 10 team fouls each. Left-hand side to Wing on that left baseline back to Light. Takes a couple dribbles, three-pointer on the way. Good. So Devin Light picks up a three. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and he puts on a little full court pressure, but Hudson handles it. Comes out to Tristan Winter. He goes back out to Carson Winter, gives it back to Tristan Winter. They go inside to Alexander Turn. Wants the shot, goes inside, going to be a foul. Going to be, well, there was two Glacier Bears there. I think it's going to be on Lynch. It is going to be on Lynch. So he picks up his second personal foul as they tried to double-team Alexander, but not able to do that. He's a big kid, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Has 5 points so far this afternoon. This one's a bit short. We're going to be shooting two all the way for both teams now. Swenton checks back into the ballgame. Chris Turner's going to take a quick seat. And Badger also comes off the bench for the Glacier Bears. 46-26. Alexander at the free throw line. This one's on the way. Looks a little short and is. Light comes down with the rebound, and he'll bring the dribble up. Tries to penetrate inside, stop at the free throw line, puts it up, and good. So Devin Light picks up his ninth as he got the little shot from the free throw line. 3:30 to go in the basketball game. Tristan Winters kicks it back out to Hudson. Gets it back over to right-hand side as they bring the ball back inside to Marsden, but it's taken away. Now Marsden comes up with it. They're rolling on the floor. Going to be a travel. The Glacier Bears had come away with the steal just for a minute, and then they got on the floor. And then Marsden had a hold of it, and he spun over, and looks like Yelanimi's coming into the game, and Marsden's going to be taking a seat. Glacier Bears have the basketball far side of the court. Back to Light. He'll take a couple dribbles now. Stops. Keeps the dribble alive. Left hand side to Badger. Glacier Bears facing a 2-3 zone defense now by the Chiefs. Back out to Light. Light goes down the center, but he's going to be tied up. They kick the ball out to Yelenimi. He hustles down and puts it up and in. Drew Yelenimi gets the easy little lay-in out of it, and he's got 12, back to a 20-point lead with 3 minutes to go in the basketball game. Light keeps the dribble, Ryan the back. Loses it, however, comes back into the hands of Hudson for the Chiefs, so a turnover by the Glacier Bears. Tristan Winter kicks the ball back out to Hudson. He sets the offense way out at the top. Light comes out now, puts a little pressure on. The official starts the count. Comes back out to Tristan Winter, kicks the ball back around to Carson Winter. He gives up his dribble, but he goes to Hudson at the top of the lane. Hudson goes down the lane, back outside. Two-pointer or three-pointer on the way by Carson Winter. Rebound down to Swinton. And Swinton's quick on the dribble, comes all the way down, puts it up and in. Justin Swinton gets the nice hoop out of it as he goes hard to the hoop. And just as he scored that bucket, they call a quick timeout here, and they're going to take a full timeout here. So we're just going to turn it back to KHNS for 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute.
They said those are going to be live tomorrow. Both Haynes games will be live.
Good. Well, lose or go home. So, I mean, if you win or go home, so. Well, Haynes will match up better against Craig and Matt, or I mean Craig and Rangel, than you do these guys, but still, they should. They just haven't been playing.
They play like
this,
they're going to get beat by both of those teams.
Well, that's right. But. Welcome back to Region 5 basketball. Matt McCatler with the basketball and the lead in the basketball game. 2 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Mets up by 18. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. Get the ball back inside. Yelenimi, quick dribble. He beats wing down the right-hand side. They try to double there, almost get it, but Tristan Winter, he's on the drive. Loses control, back out to Alexander. Chiefs go inside to Yelenimi. He puts it up. It's a little bit short. Rebound fought for underneath. Tristan Winter comes down with it, and there's going to be a foul on it. Glacier Bears are coming out being very aggressive now, and actually kind of, I don't want to say too over-aggressive, but, I mean, they're pretty obvious on these fouls now. That's going to be Justin Swinton's fourth personal foul. Tristan Winter has a chance here and rolls around. Doesn't get it, however, so he misses that opportunity here as he's only missed two free throws. Badger's coming off the bench. Chris Turner was in on that last opportunity here. Only got to make a trip up and down the court. Now Chris will sit down. Jordan Badger's into the basketball game. Tristan Winter at the free throw line for a second one. This one's short, too. So Tristan's not able to come up with those 20 points. He's still got 19. Saddle Franks, three-pointer on the way in and out. No, rebound down to Alexander. Nobody around at all for the Glacier Bears. Alexander could corral that one easily. Hudson out at the top, keeps the dribble. 1:50 to go in the basketball game. Yelenimi reverses. He goes to the hoop. Kicks it back out to Tristan Winter. Now they're going to run some clock, doing the right thing when you have the lead like this. They go inside to Hudson. He misses it, however. Light comes away with the rebound as Hudson had a nice lane down there. Going to be a foul. They go hard to the hoop here as Light went down. And if it is, it's going to be 2-4 Tristan Winter. That'll be his fourth personal foul. Two shots by Devin Light. Light finally scored a couple buckets late on the in the third quarter of play here. He has a chance to score a couple more points from the free throw line. This one's on its way, and he gets it. So he's got 10 points in the ball game. And coming off the bench now, we've got Green checking into the ball game. Chevy Fowler's coming into the ball game now. Also, some substitutions for the Chiefs. Looks like Wormley's coming into the game, along with Mackey into the ball game for the Chiefs. 1:33 to go in the basketball. Light with the second free throw. This one is also good, so he picks up another one from the free throw line. He's got 11 points so far this afternoon. He's out at the top. Light had him trapped on the sideline, but he gets around him as Hudson. They go back inside, come out to Mackey. They back it out, going to run some more clock. Goes to right-hand side to Yelanimi. Out at the top is Hudson on the dribble. Crossover dribble. Loses control of it, but it ends up right back in the hands of the Chiefs, and they'll bring it back out and run a little more clock. Mackey out at the top. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Carson Winter. He's going to be hacked and fouled. Where's the foul going to come from? 2-2. That'll be Fowler. So that'll be his first personal foul. And that'll send Carson Winter, number 22, at the free throw line. We've got number 25, Henderson, coming into the ball game here at the chance. This one's off the back of the iron. No. So Carson misses his first chance. And James Henderson will check into the ball game. Also along with them will be Colin Williams for the Chiefs. Turner checks into the ball game for the Glacier Bears, and James Morgan comes off the bench for the Glacier Bears. So lots of subs with 1 minute, 4 seconds to go here. This one's on its way off the side. No. Morgan comes down with the rebound, and he'll bring it down, gives it into the hands of Chris Turner. Takes a couple bounces, goes right inside to Badger. Badger long three, a little bit short. Rebound comes down into the hands of Williams, and he'll get the ball back into Hudson's. He'll bring it up across the timeline. Goes right-hand side. They're going to just see a little bit of clock. Hudson out at the top, takes the dribble, kicks it back inside. They'll reverse it back out to Mackey again. 35 seconds to go in the ball game. Out to Carson Winter. Carson takes a couple dribbles, goes down the lane, stops, puts up the shot, in and out. No, rebound fought for. Who comes up with it? They're on the floor. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. So, again, we want to remind you, we'll be on the air tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock and followed by 9:30 game, Haynes and Craig, or Haynes and boys and girls both will be going at it. Coming off the bench is number 12, Horn, checking in for the Chiefs. They go left-hand side to Green. Reverse the ball back out to Turner. Goes all the way over to Morgan. Takes a couple dribbles, stops, kicks the ball back into Fowler. Wants the baseline, does. Going to be stepped on the out-of-bounds line as Chevy made a move down that right-hand side but got a little too far into the hoop. Inbound of the basketball, Chris Marsden. Marsden was on the dribble, goes right inside. Now he'll come back across. Reverses it back around. Nothing going, however. He gets across the half-court line. Getting hacked inside now. Chris Turner's going to be called and foul with 2.6 seconds to go. Haynes Glacier Bears are going to end up with 32 points in the ball game. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with the Metlakatla Chiefs. Is there at the free throw line. We've got Chris Marsden. He checked into the ball game. This is his first chance. It's on its way, and he's got it. So he picks up another one from the free throw line, and he'll have a second chance. So he's in the scorebook. This one is, no, a little bit long, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Chevy Fowler. So we're going to finish this ball game with the Metlakatla Chiefs scoring 49 points and the Haynes Glacier Bears scoring 32. So Met's going to advance in that championship side of the bracket. Remember, this is a double elimination tournament, however. So just because you lose one doesn't necessarily mean you're out of the ball game and as far as the tournament goes. But right now, the Glacier Bears, they cannot afford to lose another one or they will be out of the tournament. Well, let's quickly run down the scoring for you here. Drew Yelanimi finished with 12 points. Tristan Winter finished with 19 points. Tristan Alexander, 5. Ryan Hudson finished with 3 points. Michael Mackey, coming off the bench, scored 1. Xavier Gromley picked up 8 points. Winters, Williams, Marsden picked up 1 from the free throw line. Horn, Mackey, and Henderson all got into the ball game for the Chiefs. Now for the Haynes Glacier Bears, Kai Settle Franks finished the ballgame with 5 points, getting 1 bucket and 3 free throws. Chevy Fowler did not score in the ballgame. Justin Swinton finished the ballgame with 9 points, and he got 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. James Morgan did not score in the ballgame. Isaac Wing finished with 5 points. He was 2 for 2 from the free throw line, had a nice 3-pointer. Devin Light finished this afternoon with 11 points. 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Kanana Lynch had 2 points, got a nice basket. Chris Turner got into the ball game. Keegan Sundberg didn't score. Jordan Badger got into the ball game, as along with Matthew Green, and he didn't score either.
Yeah, rebounding, the Glacier Bears are dominated on the boards by Metlakatla. Metlakatla 34-19 team rebounds, led by Tristan Winter with 9 and Alexander with 11. High rebounder for the Glacier Bears is Justin Swinton. Shooting percentage, 15 for 47 for 32% for Metlakatla, 9 for 34, 26% for the Glacier Bears. So definitely numbers that the Glacier Bears need to improve on if they want to advance through the tournament.
Well, it's a double elimination, so they still have a chance, but you can't lose another one. Well, we'll see you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock and 9:30. Thanks again, folks.